This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. I don't know what we accomplished in the first hour, but we made it through. We talked about the All-Star Game. We talked about the uniforms. Talked a little bit about Northwestern. I didn't talk about the ESPYs. It's the greatest. What was the slogan?
Greatest night in sports?
Yeah. Is that what it was?
I think it still is.
Is it?
I think they still use that, yeah.
Oh, okay. The greatest night in sports, the ESPYs. Yeah. I remember when we first started, we were having trouble getting athletes to show up at the ESPYs. And rightfully so, we're making up awards. And basically, if you went to the ESPYs, you got an award. It's like, hey, he's the quarterback of the team that won only 7 games. Okay, category, best quarterback who won 7 games this year. And the winner is... Yeah. I don't know who would have been the quarterback back then who would have been the best quarterback on a team that won 7 games. But, I remember when Ken Griffey Jr., we were really trying hard to get Jr. to go. And then I remember the negotiations back and forth that he wanted to have every one of his home runs on videotape for his mom. And then you realize that he's got 500 home runs. You've got to compile those. I remember that there was one big-name athlete, and you had to buy suits for everybody in his entourage. We were desperate to get people. It's like when you see those old SportsCenter commercials. We couldn't get any athlete to do it. None. And I just remember that Wieden and Kennedy, brilliant people, they said, look, we have great concepts. We just need some athletes. And I thought, well, I'm reaching out to Jason Kidd and Grant Hill. And, you know, rightfully so, they're coming to Bristol, Connecticut. They wanted to know, well, what do we get paid? And I go, you don't. You get a donation to charity. And they go, really? And I go, yes. But I said, you get your own commercial. Well, as soon as those commercials came out, we never had a problem getting another athlete because they're like, I want to have my commercial. And then I think the ESPYs grew, and the late Moore Mant did a wonderful job adding texture and compassion to the ESPYs. And there were great stories there. When Stuart Scott got up there, Craig Sager got up there. Of course, Jim Valvano, I was there in the audience when he got up there. And so it became a little bit more than just an award show. It became, you know, athletes in Hollywood together. And they've done a good job with it. It's a big deal now. Yeah, Seton.
That was kind of a cool thing I remember about when I first started working at ESPN, is that you would go some days you would show up to work or like go into the bathroom and it really would be like a mascot was walking by you. Jerry Stackhouse was washing his hands and then an anchor was over there. You're like, oh my God, this place is crazy.
Yes. There were certain days when we were shooting those commercials where you'd see the Syracuse Orange, the mascot, he'd be waddling down the hall. And then I didn't know if the mascot's allowed to talk to you when they're not on camera. So I just acknowledged the Syracuse Orange, but I didn't know if they could talk or not. If they took off, you know, their head, they weren't a mascot, then they could talk to you. But it'd be like, oh, there's Evander Holyfield is there. Oh, Mark McGuire's here. And you're in Bristol, Connecticut. You're in the middle of nowhere. And then you would have these athletes who were there because we would have like a 2-week period or 10-day period where we would shoot these commercials. Yeah, Paulie.
During my job interview, they're touring us around the campus. And then in the cafeteria, you guys were shooting a commercial with Jerry Stackhouse in his Pistons uniform. Remember those weird Pistons uniforms? Like, it really happens. And there he is standing there. And there's all these camera setups. Very cool.
Welcome to the program, already in progress. The National League won the All-Star game. Finally.
Let's go. Yeah.
Drought is over.
Rally.
Yeah. A catcher from the Colorado Rockies. He should go as Elias instead of Elias.
Elias Diaz?
Yeah. But he could be Elias, couldn't he? Isn't that the sports stat group?
Okay.
Elias sports group? Yeah. But he's 32 years of age and the first Colorado Rocky to be named the All-Star MVP. Yes, Marv.
You see, I didn't even know what team he played for. He just had National League.
Well, that was a problem with the uniforms last night.
Right.
I would love for them to go back to the old days where you got to wear your uniform, your actual uniform. You played for the Reds, you wore that. You played for the Dodgers, you wore that. Johnny Bench will join us coming up in a little bit. And we can ask Johnny about that. Yes, Mark.
Come on. I knew who Jeff Conine was. He played for the Marlins.
He's Mr. Marlin.
Is he Mr. Marlin?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think that's his official title.
No, I think he won All-Star Game MVP once.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, look at that. The one Florida Marlin representative. Look at you.
Also, Barry Bonds says he's vindicated and, you know, why isn't he in the Hall of Fame? So we can talk to Johnny Bench about that as well, being a Hall of Fame catcher. Greatest catcher of all time, of course, in my opinion. All right, poll question for hour two is going to be what, Seton O'Connor? By the way, if you're watching on Peacock, thank you. Download the app if you haven't done so. You can watch this program and see the ultimate of man caves. The man cave of man caves. You know, in the history of man caves, this will be the man cave that they go, that's basically the Taj Mahal. That this will be, the Astrodome was the 8th wonder of the world. This is the 9th wonder of the world.
Is this going to be a Hall of Fame type museum? Where people...
It already is. I'm a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yes.
Yes, right. Yes, Paul.
The Mansonian.
Okay.
All right. It's like, leave it as is. Yeah. The Mansonian. Right. And people can come visit.
So this is our Smithsonian. Right. It's the Dansonian.
All right.
Okay.
People also started
the Mansonian.
Okay. Yeah, like Smithsonian, Mansonian.
Yeah.
Or the Dansonian.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. People calling you C-SP Dan, too.
C-SPAN?
C-SP Dan.
C-SPAN Dan.
C-SP Dan.
Well, I was watching the Live Tour PGA hearings last night for a little while. A little too long. You know, if I'm going to, full disclosure, I was watching a little too long last night because I was just not as excited with the All-Star game as maybe I should have been. I watched in the beginning. You had a couple of nice catches there, and then you had the ninth inning with a little bit of drama as well. Yes, Marvin.
What would have made it exciting for you?
Maybe a matchup. You know, Kershaw against Shohei. So, like, I could look forward to that, but, you know, the uniforms were bland. The National League, I mean, come on. That's the best you could. What was the second choice? If that's the choice they went with those All-Star uniforms, I'd like to know that they go, no, we can't do that one. This one. Okay, so what's the poll question for hour two, Seton O'Connor?
Well, we put up there in hour one, should Barry Bonds be in the Hall of Fame? Because we were talking about Barry Bonds. 73% of the audience say?
No.
Yes.
73% say yes?
73% say Barry Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay. All right.
I mean, ultimately, it's a museum, is what a lot of people are pointing to.
Well, I agree, but it's a very valuable museum.
It's the place is a museum. Being in the Hall of Fame is an honor,
yes,
and an accomplishment, and a vote. It's not a tour guide. That's it. It's not just a museum.
It's not like in a museum where you go, you know what? Let me hang that painting. Well, wait a minute. That guy was a creep. Or, you know, he was whatever, misogynistic, womanized, whatever it is. No, we just hang the art. It's museum.
Milli Vanilli lost their Grammy. Oh. It's, you know, the show is an award show, the Grammys. Milli Vanilli cheated. If you go apples and oranges. Imagine there was a painter, and it was a very famous painter, and he had his in the Louvre, and it found out it was bogus, and someone else, and he took credit for someone else's
work. Is an artist. His name is Vermeer. And he didn't paint the way everybody else painted. Now, I'm sure I'm going to be told to stay in my own lane. But he used, like, mirrors. He it's almost like he had it there for him to just paint. So he didn't, you know, paint it, you know, and he had to conceptualize this. He had something, and then he was able to paint that picture. But it's Vermeer's his name. And there was somebody who replicated, there's a documentary on this artist. He replicated Vermeer by using the same kind of process that Vermeer did.
Johannes Vermeer.
Yeah.
Cheater?
Well, I don't know if he would have been, you know, hey, just go out there and paint that. Like he would have been Van Gogh, or as we like to say, Van Gogh, or Picasso, or some of those, Caravaggio. He used light and reflection or mirrors or something to be able to create. You've seen the works. Oh, the girl in the pearl earring. I think that, yeah. So there, you would know that one. Are you reading his bio? Do they talk about he might have
been? I'm doing a crash course on Vermeer.
Yeah.
I skipped that.
Any allegations of cheating?
None, or steroid use or anything.
Yeah, blind eye. Yeah. Everybody just...
Back then, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chose to not see it.
Yes. Turned a blind eye to it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Let's see. Operator standing by. Tyler standing by to take your phone calls. We talked about the ESPYs tonight. The NBA has upped the flopping rule. Now, it was a couple of weeks ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, when the commissioner joined us. Maybe it was less than that. And we talked about flopping, and he said that they were going to address that. And they're going to give the team a technical. You get to shoot a free throw. But I suggested a scarlet letter every time you flop that they put like an F on your jersey. And then you could go, oh, man, that guy's a flopper. Why is it in the WNBA they don't flop?
Because they play the right way.
Thank you, Todd.
I think he's right.
But they don't flop.
It's more rare. It's less pronounced.
But in the NBA, I think the problem sometimes in the NBA is the overreaction, the overacting, that you have to sell it, and they sell it too well, or they try to be better actors. But it's almost like when you don't act, that you might get the call now as opposed to if you overreact. And the NBA is cracking down on that. They're not going to allow flopping anymore. Northwestern met with the players yesterday, and by most accounts, it didn't go well, and Pat Fitzgerald is going to have a lawsuit here, and probably going to go after defamation of character. They fired him for cause, which is interesting. Did they fire him because he did know, or he didn't know? Because it's one or the other. If I fire you, you did know and you allowed this, or you didn't know, but you should have known. What about the coaches? Coaches going to keep their jobs. What about the players who carried out the hazing? Are they keeping their scholarships? What did you know? When did you know it? What changed between Friday, when you got a two-week suspension, and Monday? Also, the timing of this is really important, because slow week for sports. This came out, and people need something to talk about. If this comes out in September, it's not a big deal. It's Northwestern football. This isn't Ohio State or Michigan or SEC school. This is a very, very average football program now. Did have their moment. They're not good now. And I think the expected win total was 3.5 wins, over under 3.5 wins. So they weren't going to be a factor. But he had been there, been a player, been there 17 years, and held in high regard by a lot of people. But what did he know? When did he know it? What did the new president there at Northwestern know? When did he know it? You gave him a 2-week punishment. And then was it the reaction that you got? Was it the lack of, well, they got a lot of reaction. And then I think that you were almost forced to, let me look back at this. And then you probably had the whistleblower or other ones who said, wait, he got 2 weeks for this? I'm going back in and I'm going to sit down with the school newspaper. Now, all of a sudden, once one, then everybody feels like they can come in. And to an obviously different degree, Tiger Woods. Nobody criticized Tiger. Then all of a sudden there's one woman. And then there's another one. And then there's another one. Now everybody feels like they can talk about this. Northwestern, got one player, okay. And then all of a sudden you have 10 other players, former or current players, who were saying something here. And then they were forced to fire him. But I would say he's owed, what, $30 million? More than that, Paulie?
$42 million he has left on his contract.
Okay. I'm going to guess that he's asking for more than just the rest of my contract here. I'm going to guess defamation of character, because that might prevent him from getting another head coaching job. Yes, Paulie?
I'm really curious from a legal standpoint how not doing anything and not knowing anything. The report by Northwestern, the independent report, says that there's no evidence that Pat Fitzgerald was aware of a hazing program. That's their report.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how that converts to cause, because I would think the cause would be an action. Like if you did something in the program that, and I'm not defending him, I'm saying like I'm curious how this is going to work out in a court of law, how not knowing something or not being aware of something.
The inaction
or, and if they say he didn't know about it, what action could he have done if he didn't know about it? Right? How that could be firing for cause.
Well, it goes back to Rick Pitino.
Yeah.
He didn't know, but he should have known. And then he sued. And all he wanted was to be vindicated. And he was, that they issued an apology, that he didn't know what was going on. And look, I thought you only have 15 guys on a basketball team. You should be able to keep track of them. And that's why they always had the student manager who lived on the floor with us. Because it felt like if they wanted to find out what was going on, who was smoking pot, who was drinking, who was bringing women in, you could find that out quickly, that it's not hard. All I have to do is go to the right person. And trust me, every one of these football or basketball programs has one of those guys. Because if I'm a coach and I don't have one of those guys, I'm being foolish. I'm being naive. You want to know, you want to be able to solve something before it gets big. Northwestern proved they're not a big-time football program. How they've handled this. We'll take a break. Johnny Bench will join us coming up. In an hour from now, the return of Gilbert Arenas. He has a podcast, and he sat down with Zion Williamson, who had a lot of interesting things to say. So we'll talk to Gilbert in an hour from now, but Johnny Bench in the On Deck Circle here on the Dan Patrick Show. TireRack.com, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and that's just the start. Because who wants to shop for tires? Nobody does. But that's why you have Tire Rack. They know tires. They got a test track. They push their tires to the limit. So therefore, they give you the results. Then you can make an informed choice. The easy-to-use tire decision guide. You can use that personalized tire recommendation. So the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Get started. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. They sell only the best. Full lineup of Hankook tires. Mobile tire installation available in a lot of areas. This is a game changer. That means they bring the tires to you at your home or your office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan and see their Hankook test results and special offers. So it's TireRack.com/Dan, TireRack.com, and remember, TireRack.com, that's the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. From the versatile EQB to the sublime EQS sedan, Mercedes-Benz makes electric extraordinary. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. He's a Hall of Famer. He won two World Series titles, two MVPs, and he's a 14-time All-Star. Johnny Bench. Joining us on the program. Give me the names of the players in the first All-Star game you appeared in.
Well, I was sitting in the Astrodome, staying in my locker because I didn't want to trip anybody, spike anybody. And here goes, here goes Bob Gibson by. There's Willie Mays sitting straight across from me. And of course, there's Ron Santo and Ernie Banks and Billy Williams. And then, it was such a list. Stargell walked by and I'm just taking it all in. I'm 20 years old. Willie came across the room. Roman came across the clubhouse, looked me just straight in the eye, said, "You should have been the starting catcher." Made my life. I caught the ninth inning of that game, and it was a thrill. And gosh, I mean, to think about the All-Star teams and to think about, Washington was the next year, but the year we were in Detroit, I think there were 33 or Fritzie, old now, but tell us Fritzie, hi. But 33 or 38 Hall of Fame. That actually were in the game in Detroit. That particular game, that's one that Reggie hit it up into the light standard, and I hit one in right center field, and Aaron hit one, and McCovey. And I mean, it was just, it was so exciting because we didn't play interleague play. So here was Brooks Robinson and Harmon Killebrew and all the guys that were your idols as a kid growing up, and here you are on the same field with them.
Did you call the pitch that Reggie nearly hit out of Tiger Stadium?
Yeah.
Everybody talks about Reggie hitting the longest home run. It would have gone out if it didn't hit the light fixture.
Yeah.
But nobody talks about who called that pitch.
I didn't think we had to bring it up really today, even. Unless there's someone of your crack staff thought about who called that pitch. Let's just talk about Bench and his bad fingers.
That was one of those home runs where you, because Reggie never got cheated. Like there's certain guys, I don't know if there was anybody who came to the plate where they were sitting dead red. Like he didn't, I don't know if he cared if he struck out, but he was going to get his money's worth when he went to the plate.
Oh no, he was there. I mean, he was the original of what we see today. You know, we see all the grandeur and all the excitement and all the, and I'm still working out on the fingers, you know, and what they're doing and who they're doing it to and what it all is. But Reggie was so exciting. Still is, still hungry, still anxious to do it, you know, to be a part of it in the middle of it. And yeah, he's still swinging at everything that comes up there, especially if it's dead red.
We had a caller called in last hour and he said, you know, could you bring this up to Johnny Bench that Bill Freehand, John Walkenfuss, you know, that they had CTE, they had concussions. And we don't talk about that with baseball, but as a catcher, have you, you know, been looked at for that? Did you have your bell rung or have concussions when you played?
I probably had 7 to 10 concussions during my time. I got beaten 3 or 4 times. I got run over at home plate. Had a real bad car accident when I was 18. I'm sure that I'm surprised I even walked out of that accident. But yeah, the impact was a drunk driver on the wrong side of the road, and I started to pass the bus, and there he was. He hit me right in the door. So you can imagine the impact of what that had on me and everything else. And I've been doing a lot of studies. Actually, we're starting a neurovisual institute in Cincinnati. And my doctor friend he treats 600 to 700 concussion patients a year, because you can actually get a concussion from a whiplash. But I've suffered through these things. And I started looking at this many years ago because I was concerned about whether it would cause Alzheimer's or dementia.
Yeah.
We wrote a paper with the National Institute of Health with Dr. Ellis and Dr. Clark that talked about the neurovisual side of the training. And I'm very aware of what goes on. And, you know, I'm trying to be preventative. That's why I've joined with Regeneron on their project to get everybody aware of Let's Get Real About Skin Cancer. I've had 3 different episodes. I actually had to have Mohs surgery on 3 of my eyelids, my face, and my chest. And we're just asking everybody to go to letsgetrealaboutskincancer.com and do a self-examination. Now, you go into your dermatologist, and he'll find stuff, and he may freeze them and use the treatments and everything else to offset them. But I'm concerned about what my future life would be. That's why I started in with this. And so, you know, you see the McMahons and you see different players. You know, they get their bell rung. I see guys get foul balls, you know, and they just, their eyes cross. And I never had experienced that. I saw stars. You know, I get it doing the stars. You know, I don't know if you've ever heard that or saw that yourself. Well, you were a basketball player. You were a contact player, you know. So,
a contact player.
When, you know, when the stars start sprinkling, I mean, they actually start to sparkle.
Yeah.
You can actually see those things. So, yeah, I'm doing everything preventative if I can. Where's my Funko?
It's back behind Fritzy.
I figured that.
Yeah, it's right next to him. We're talking to Johnny Bench, the Hall of Famer. Did you hear the comments by Barry Bonds that he said he's vindicated? Well, Marvin, would you play? He's on a podcast, and he was talking about the Hall of Fame.
People have to understand something, is that the fact of it is that I was vindicated. I went to the court. I was in federal court. And I won my case 100%. Where is the vindication of me in my own sport? That's what bothers me.
What do you think? As a Hall of Famer, should Bonds be
in? It should bother him. You know, it's the same thing with McGuire. They had it and everything else. We all assume we did. We found DeAndre or whatever it was at the time, which definitely wasn't illegal supposedly in those days. I think Rodgers been in that same situation. You know, there's questions about certain Hall of Famers that basically may have used. You know, there's shadows that have been around. It seems like there's a selection process of who, okay, let's get these three or four or five guys, A-Rod, Barry, you know, Roger, Mark, let's get these guys and we'll make, you know, make them our guys. And yet there's some, you know, where there's questions about, you have no questions. I mean, you know who there might be, who was shadowed and everything else. And I think that, I think as long as, you know, whether the courts have done it, you know, or whether we're going to be the fact that he's guilty forever, sounds like, okay, I've been there. I've done that. He's speaking out saying, you know, what do I have to do? The courts are.
But if they weren't testing, Johnny, at the time.
What's that?
If they weren't testing for steroids, that's what Bonds is saying. Baseball wasn't testing.
Well, that was the thing that really came out during the time that when cocaine was a part of it. You know, Marvin Miller was really detested basically by owners because Marvin Miller was a guy who, as being as part of the Major League Baseball Players Association, he was sort of delaying the fact of when the testing could be because I think he thought that if the players were actually using, they needed to do something in order to get them off of it. Let's give a year or two and take that long. They're blaming Marvin for what became the steroid era. And I blame the trainers because, or physical trainers, whoever your guy was, the PT guy, because he's putting the stuff, I call it the blender era. I think it's when, you know, you're saying, hey, I want to develop muscle. I say, okay, let's put this powder and let's put this shark stuff in there and we'll blend it. And then the guy next to you is bigger and stronger. And he said, well, what's he doing? Well, he's using this other powder. And if you went to GNC at the time or wherever certain places were sold, 80 or 90% of it had, you know, had the drugs that would actually build muscle and do stuff and your performance enhancing. And then, you know, he said, well, what about now? And then he said, well, he takes a B12 shot or he takes whatever shot. And guys who may hit 12 home runs, you know, next year they hit 40. All of a sudden they're making from 3 million to 13, 15 million. And it's hard to say that these guys, you know, at this point could give a flip about what, you know, they have the money in the bank. They improved themselves. We all went, you know, everybody to be bigger, stronger, better. And so they use that as a crutch. But when you start putting your stuff in the blender and start getting certain things and developing, hell, I'd have been I'd have loved to have stuff. I mean, you catch 154 days in a row like I did through one stretch, you would have loved to have had something that would, you know, revitalize you and get you to the next level. And so we've gone through these different things in baseball, the greenies, the amphetamines, all the stuff that went along with it. You can drink, you can take two aspirin and drink a Coke and almost get it. You can take a diet pill and get it, supposedly from what I'm told. So, you know, I played without them. I remember one time though, and they were in the kit. They were in the trainer's kit. I went in we played like 15 innings on Saturday.
You're talking about the amphetamines.
Yeah. And I came in on Saturday and Sunday I came in. I said, I told the trainer, I said, I can't move. He opened up his kit and pulled out a pill and said, take this. A half hour later, I didn't ache at all. And it's like, well, why wouldn't you want to do this every day if you could feel like this? And then the next year they banned it. So now it's like you taking Advil or Aleve and a Tylenol or whatever. And then tomorrow they say, no, you can't take it any longer. And, you would say, wait a minute, I feel too good. This is helping me. I can play golf. I can run. I can do all these things. So, you know, the Wonder Bra is performance enhancing.
But you're not wearing a Wonder Bra right now, are you?
No. These are just real. This is some non-workouts. I actually am, you know, trying to worry about not pulling a fat muscle. So everything else.
The Shohei Ohtani phenomenon, and it's a dilemma with the Angels. What would you do if you ran the Angels with Shohei Ohtani at the trade deadline?
Trading? No, as a business person, no. As, you know, you're probably going to lose him anyway in another year or whatever the contract runs. But it's such a point where Trout's hurt and everything else. They ran through a period of time. They've spent $8 jillion to try to do it. Would I trade him? Yes. As a business person and an owner, no, I wouldn't trade him because I would keep him as the franchise. He would be there. And they're willing to spend money. They're willing to spend. They just haven't done it in the right way yet. They've gotten some players that haven't fit in or have been hurt or whatever. Trout's, you know, how much longer can he sustain? Do they have, you know, somebody take the Atlanta Braves, you know, and take their blueprint and develop the minor leaguers and get this. And every time they come up with somebody, get there, all of a sudden they're pitching, which no, we're hurt again. And all of a sudden you got Strider and you got Elder and you got guys that, you know, it's like, boom, here they are. And they're, you know, and then they score six runs in the first inning, seemed like by the first two or three innings. They need to take the blueprint. I told, you know, the Reds years ago, I said, you've got to develop the farm system.
Ellie De La Cruz, remind you of anybody?
Oh, you. Reminds me of you. How much excitement that you bring to this whole deal. I mean, he is absolutely, how good is this? I mean, there's so many great players. Oh, my gosh, there's so many great players. And this kid, the excitement, but it's like the enthusiasm, the, you know, the smile, the what he does to a crowd, what he does to a dugout. And you know, I'm watching the game now on Saturday or Sunday, and he was a shortstop, you know, like Ron Hansen was back in the White Sox days, 6'6", and then he steals second, third, and then home. But before that, he's hitting in the ninth inning. He's driving in runs into the gap, and he's a switch hitter. And it's like, where in the heck did this kid come from? We've heard about it since spring training.
Well, the most talented player you ever saw was who?
Wow. Probably Willie.
Willie Mays?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously Joe Morgan is my hero and one of the guys that could win a game in every way and all that stuff. And every day he could get a base hit, he could walk, he could hit a home run, he'd get it a double, he'd steal 80 bases and everything else. Willie had the flair. Willie had the stuff and everything else, the athleticism he had in the outfield, at the plate. And just the overall, but you just were amazed at, you know, him and Joe, I guess, more than anything.
You know, the name that always comes to mind, and he played in a bad ballpark, was Cesar Cedeño.
Oh, he was unbelievable. And I'd go into the training room, they'd be stretching him, you know, and they'd take his leg and they put it back and he'd go back behind his head. He'd say, I'm so stiff. I am so stiff. I can't move. I couldn't get them to 90 degrees, and he's like stiff, and he couldn't do it, and he's everything else. And oh my gosh, he could run, he could throw, he could hit, and everything else.
Yeah, he was talented. Let's get real about skincancer.com. So you can go to that website, learn more, and take a pledge to see a dermatologist for an annual skin exam.
Will you do that? Are you seeing your dermatologist?
Yes, I actually saw my dermatologist a month ago. And much to my wife's surprise, I came away with a great report.
Nice. And that's the thing. You can have, you know, you can also self-examine yourself. You can also have somebody look at you, a spot or whatever. And I've had the three different ones and everything else, and I have too many friends. You know, Mike Schmidt has gone through so many melanomas and everything else, and some of them squamous, and some of them have been the basal cell carcinoma. But these non-melanoma cancers, you can go in and you can take care of it. The boy's grandfather, he looks like he got hit by a paint gun every time he goes to the dermatologist, but that's just the preventive medicine and everything else. Yeah. I appreciate you allowing us to talk about this because I'm teaming with Regeneron. It's my second year. We've really got a lot of the words out there, a lot of the news and notices out there for people to please see your dermatologist and please examine yourself.
Good to talk to you again, Johnny. Thanks for joining us.
Tell the boys hi. Tell Fritchie to put my Funko up on next to Bobby.
There it is. That's Johnny Bench, Hall of Famer. Fritchie, it's right behind you.
I see it. I love it.
Yeah. He sent that in. Or that was his son who I think sent it.
Yes.
Yes. I don't know.
Johnny. Class act.
How about we take a break? Oh, Hard Knocks has picked its team. We'll have that for you coming up next. Millions of driver's licenses were exposed recently. It was a massive breach after bad actors hacked a popular file transfer service. So that means personal information is out there. Names, addresses, social security numbers, birth dates, driver's license numbers, and many more have been compromised, I'm sure. That's why you have to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. This is every single day, and that's why we have LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock will detect and alert you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own. If you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. And, you know, LifeLock is quick to point out no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But it is easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick. 1-800-LIFELOCK, or you can go to LifeLock.com. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick for 25% off. 1-800-LIFELOCK or LifeLock.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you like where Mercedes-Benz has been, you're going to like where they're going. With a full range of EVs now available at your local dealer, Mercedes-Benz is turning electric completely on its head. Experience the all-electric EQB, a versatile luxury SUV that can seat as many as seven. The brilliantly advanced and superbly equipped EQE SUV, positively alive with groundbreaking technology. The inspired EQE, the electric sedan with energizing comfort features that recharge you. The boundlessly capable EQS SUV, a vehicle that takes luxury and innovation to places they've never been before. And of course, the magnificent EQS, the flagship of all EVs, delivering the Mercedes electric experience on a truly epic scale. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at your local dealer or mbusa.com/EQ. All righty. It's always fun to talk to Johnny Bench. It's weird. It's like talking to Jerry West. I think Jerry West is going to join us on Friday, but, you know, I remember going to watch them play when Jerry West and the Lakers came to town, or Johnny Bench was the catcher for the hometown Reds, and then all of a sudden you become friendly with them. I don't want to say friends, but you become friendly with them, and always appreciate that. Yeah, Marv.
For everybody in the room, has everyone had that moment where it's like, I can't believe so-and-so said my name?
Todd, have you had that moment?
I think the guy we just spoke with, Johnny Bench, I did a book report on him when I was in elementary school, and he was one of my favorite players also growing up. And then to hear him say Fritzy on national radio and TV is just very bizarre to me.
Seton?
Kobe. Kobe once said, "What's up, Patrick?" And I was like, "Oh, my God."
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were at ESPN.
Yeah.
And at the time, I was still Patrick. I wasn't Seton yet. And I answered the phone, ESPN Radio, and he said, "This is Patrick." He said, "What's up, Patrick? It's Kobe. How you doing?" I said, "Hey, Kobe, how you doing?" He goes, chilling. And then I was like, "All right, man, I'll get Dan for you."
What about you, Marvin?
Ray Allen, when he said, "Marvin, how come you didn't, listen to me?"
Okay. Like, yeah, because he went to his basketball camp.
I did. An idiot. I didn't listen.
And you did not listen how to shoot.
He did say Marvin.
Paulie?
There's a bunch for me. The ones that stand out, when we had Clint Eastwood on the set, that's a person you never expect to meet in your life.
No.
I mean, we work in sports. We meet some sports people. But even Johnny Bench, like when I was a kid, he was super famous. And I wasn't a Reds fan in any way. But, I remember we were at a dinner once and John Fogerty, one of the great singers and rock voices of all time, walks up and goes, "Hey, Paul." I was like, "What the?" There's no way he watches our show.
Yeah. Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks is going to cover the New York Jets.
Yes.
The Jets. It's like they were holding them hostage. It's like, you guys, you're going to come back around and, you're going to eventually realize that we're not going away. We're going to have cameras there. We're covering the Jets. And I think the interesting part is not necessarily Aaron Rodgers, but Zach Wilson. And I would love to have a camera following him, following Aaron Rodgers. That would be my curiosity there. But I don't know, Robert Saleh, Sauce Gardner, Garrett Wilson. It's a really good team, but you're looking for angles. What are the stories that you want to tell? And a lot of times, it's not about the guy who's the marquee guy. It's about the guy who's trying to make the team. And I just think, being humbled like Zach Wilson was, or at least I hope he was humbled, and now trying to understand of how to be a professional quarterback. I'd be interested in that. Jane in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Good morning, Jane. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. You were dead on right about the idea of Vermeer using a device. It's called the camera obscura. Okay. And it was available to him. Now, there's a lot of controversy yet as to whether he used one still, but there is that device, and other artists are suspected of using it too. In fact, Da Vinci suggested that it would be a useful tool.
Yeah, I saw this documentary on Vermeer, and did he have help in painting these masterpieces, and including the girl with the pearl earring. And it was about somebody who replicated one of his pieces of art. But it's Vermeer is the name of the documentary. Let's see. Ricky in Virginia. Hi, Rick. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. How are you doing today?
Great, Rick. Great.
Okay, I got big news. My beautiful wife got me and my oldest son 2 tickets to go to Truist Park this weekend. And my question is for Paulie. We're definitely going to try to pick him up a T-shirt or a hat or something and get mailed to your location up there in Connecticut. And I just was seeing if he had any special requests that he would like us to pick him up while we're there.
Which park are they going to?
Truist Park in Atlanta.
Oh, if you're going to Atlanta, send up some barbecue.
Right. Hey, and Paulie, we're gonna be there Saturday night, Friday and Saturday. I know you got to work Friday, but if you could join us on Saturday, make it happen, Paulie.
Okay, all right, Ricky. There's an invitation, Paulie. Your team, the Atlanta Braves, going to win 116 games this year.
Who wouldn't want to go to Atlanta and see the Braves play?
With Ricky?
Yeah,
with Ricky.
They need a nice 7-8 game win streak to get right in this thing.
Dan in California. Hi, Dan. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I had one question and one comment. First of all, I was wondering if Seton knew whether or not Jameson Jimerson would be reporting live from Dublin. at the football game because we're talking about Notre Dame football, Danny. Notre Dame football. And secondly, I want to thank you guys for bailing me out. I bought tickets, plane, reservations, hotel, the whole nine yards back in March for the whole thing and told my wife, hey, you want to go to Ireland? Yeah. We can see Notre Dame Navy. Yay. DP show is going to be there. Awesome. Well, about a month ago, kind of in my cups, cooking a pork loin on the Traeger, and I said, hey, next week they're going to announce whether or not they're going to go to Dublin. She's like, what are you talking about? I thought they were going. And I said, they're going to announce next week. Anyway, you guys came through, said you were going to go. I called my wife, and the first thing she said was, you're so old. I'm not going home with you. Really? You talk about sports for 3 hours a day. So she's dying to meet Todd.
All right. Well, thank you, Dan. And we hope to meet you in Dublin. Still one of my favorite moments when Fritzy ran into those women who were big fans of the show, or at least one woman was.
Why is someone wearing your face on their shirt? That's so weird.
Yes. The one girl was not into anything that was going on.
She wasn't having any of it.
No, she was not.
Including me and conversation.
Yeah. She's not alone there. Final hour coming up. More phone calls. And we'll check in with Gilbert Arenas.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.